Liebird Lake, Book 4, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Gianni Bonmarito stood isolated and impassive at the edge of the garden and watched an extended family embrace life at a funeral. While the upbeat emotion on display made his neck itch, he couldn't help envy the warmth displayed by the mourners. But then everything in this country was warm, as the ridiculous Queensland sun beat into the darkness inside his head. He watched innocent toddlers wrestle like puppies in the grass, while older, lanky teenagers and pre-teens played backyard cricket on the lawn with adults. And women laughed. At a funeral? What place was this? This country outpost, too many hours from the city of Brisbane. A whole town nestled beside a mirrored lake ringed in trees. A small community so close that only first names were used at the weatherboard doctor's surgery opposite Liebird Lake Hospital. A wake unlike any he'd seen. Even the enthusiastically discordant bagpipes being played by the man he'd come to support proved another bizarre example of celebration. Gianni, isn't it? A soft, melodious voice. He looked down. The blonde came only to his shoulder, trim and tiny, with a spring in her step that captured his attention and shamelessly proclaimed that this woman loved life and was happy to smile at the world's antics. He could barely remember himself like that. She had the most provocative smile he'd seen for a long time, and the most peculiar thing, when she smiled at him, mysteriously, she lifted the pall of darkness within him, as if her eyes held sun rays. Looking at her was like tying his troubles to one of those helium balloons the family had let go at the graveside earlier that afternoon. Whoosh! Gloominess soared away, but physical awareness settled like a hot ball of liquid in his belly and reminded him what a fool his libido could make of him. See, I am Gianni. She smiled again, no doubt at his accent, strange to her in this place of vowels. Incredible, Gianni thought, and struggled not to look down to the delightful figure wrapped in a brightly coloured sundress. He could have spanned her waist with his fingers. Not a thought he'd had for many years since his life had changed. It had all been work. How could he trust that feeling now? He reefed his disobedient eyes away from her body to scan her face for any sign of deceit, but there was none he could see. He had to stop expecting it in every woman he met.